Hey friend, do you want to offer meaningful learning solutions that create behavior change, fit in the flow of work, and yield real results for your nonprofit? If yes, this is the podcast for you. Join me as I explore instructional design and leadership development best practices, as well as change management, belonging, and influence. If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I've been in your shoes. I'm a learning and development consultant and founder of Skill Masters Market. Before starting my business, I led learning and leadership development initiatives for a large national nonprofit. I know what it's like to need to develop your staff quickly and effectively and to build the relationships and cut through the organizational layers to be successful. And I'm bringing all of that to you in this podcast. So block your calendar, turn off your Teams or Slack chat, and let's dive in. It's learning for good. I am not athletic. This is a statement I've made to myself hundreds of times over the years. It isn't something I viewed as negative. Some people are athletic. Some people are artistic. Some are edgy. Some are funny. Some people are quiet. I don't see anything wrong with any of those characteristics. I don't see anything wrong with not being some of those things. So I always thought I wasn't athletic, and that was just that, a statement, a fact, nothing to be ashamed of. In 2021, I joined a CrossFit gym. I began going to classes and continued throughout my last pregnancy. I got stronger and more athletic, but I still don't view myself as an athlete, as someone who is athletic. And now, as new people join the gym, no longer the new person, right? So as new people join the gym, I hear them saying things like, wow, you can do a pull-up? You're killing it. Or how much did you just do on that deadlift? You're so strong. And my response is still, I'm not athletic. Because that's what I've always believed. But as time passes, I do see some athleticism. I might not be the strongest, but I'm always getting stronger. I might not be the fastest, but I never quit. And those to me are signs of athleticism. And so now, in my midlife, I might need to reassess the mindset I have about being athletic. And if you've read any mindset books, or if you've ever worked with a coach, you know how important mindset is. It's one of the reasons I believe having a coach or a consultant by your side is so valuable. We're able to provide that outside perspective and say, hey, you just squatted more than your body weight. You're doing great. Or in this case, hey, you just created a training that saved someone's life. You're doing great. Mindset impacts how we view ourselves. And it often impacts our decisions and what we are able to accomplish. If you want to work with a coach or a consultant, send me a message and we'll schedule a call to talk about your needs and get you paired up with the right coach or consultant for you. But today, I want to explore 5 mindset shifts we can each take to uplevel our work as we create our nonprofit's training and leadership development strategies. Let's dive in. It's Learning for Good, the podcast that helps you go from order taker to strategic partner in your nonprofit. If you could make one mindset shift about your work, what would it be? There are so many to choose from, and they all take us in a slightly different direction. So today I want to share 5 mindset shifts that I believe are essential to our success in training and leadership development. Here's the first one. You are a partner in creating your nonprofit's impact, and we have to act like it. We have to be able to reach out to other teams and departments and build relationships with them, show them that L&D is here to help and we can help create impact. So share what you've seen, the value you've seen, the impact you've seen through training and leadership development. Meet them where they are with what they care about and build on that. Now, I have an episode that goes into this more. It's called Is L&D a Last Resort or a First Response? And I'll drop the link to that episode in the show notes. I share the 5 steps you can take to start to be viewed as a strategic partner. Because here's the thing, you are. The training and leadership development initiatives you create, they can make a huge difference for your organization. And I have an example of that in the episode, How One Nonprofit's Training Saved a Postpartum Woman's Life. My client shared how a training we created ultimately had life-saving impact. But that's not all. In the episode, What is the Real Value of Training? I invited listeners and past podcast guests to share how training has impacted them, and their stories are amazing. Real impact every day. We have the incredible opportunity to create this impact when we partner with others in our nonprofits and associations, and we can measure it and share that back with them. So we are seen as that valued business partner. And the more we are seen as that valued business partner, we might just start to believe it too. And we might just start to act like it more and more, which means we get to create even more impact because our mindset has shifted. We aren't just an order taker. We are a partner in this work. Now, the second mindset shift is your workforce will change, and that's okay. We have to lean into it. People often talk about workforce changes and the evolution of the workforce and what is the future of work, and it feels overwhelming and it feels scary. But maybe, just maybe, it's okay if our workforce changes. Yes, more people are remote. Gallup found that 40% of remote capable employees work either fully remote or partially remote. Yes, Gen Z is predicted to outnumber baby boomers in the workforce. Glassdoor is reporting that's going to happen this year in 2024. Glassdoor also reports that employee satisfaction is decreasing, especially in the orgs that downsized in 2023. The skill sets your staff need are expected to change by 50% in 2027. That's according to LinkedIn's 2023 Workplace Learning Report. None of these trends makes it easy for L&D. We have to find new ways to reach our workforce, new ways to engage them, new ways to help them learn. But here's the thing. We are capable of changing too. We are capable of finding new ways to reach our workforce. We are capable of finding new ways to engage them. We are capable of finding new ways to help people learn. Remember in 2020 when we quickly moved everything online? We've evolved in the past and we can evolve again because it's who we are. When we take on the mindset that we can evolve with and for our workforce, we can.
Do you wish you could connect with other nonprofit learning and development leaders? I know what it feels like to want someone to bounce ideas off of and to learn from, someone who really understands you and your work. Imagine if you could have a simple way to meet people in the field, ask questions, and share information. That's why I created the Nonprofit Learning and Development Collective, where nonprofit, L&D, talent management, and DEI leaders can connect with each other quickly and easily in a virtual space. When you join this community, you will walk away with a new, diverse, and powerful network and a sounding board for your staff development needs. So if you're ready to exchange ideas and collaborate with your peers, come join the Nonprofit L&D Collective.
The third mindset shift is each training project is a change project, and we have to treat it that way. I talk a lot about behavior change and change management in general. Personally, I believe all training should be treated like a change project. It's either being driven by a change in the organization or it's being used to create a change. And change is hard. we have to be mini change detectives and find ways to support staff through the change. I highly recommend researching the ADKAR model of change if you're not familiar with it. I highly recommend reading books like Atomic Habits by James Clear and Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg. These resources will be so helpful as we approach training, because we can be mini change detectives as we learn more about it and begin to believe we are. The fourth mindset shift: every effort doesn't have to succeed. We learn the most from our failures anyway, so let's honor that. This goes back to a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. If you haven't read Carol Dweck's book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, I highly recommend that one to you. She shares that those with a fixed mindset believe failure to be a permanent place. Failure means that you lack something, you lack ability, you lack intelligence. But those with a growth mindset view failure differently. Failure becomes an opportunity to learn and adapt and grow. Not everything we do in L&D will have the impact we want it to have, no matter how good we are. So what can we learn from the things that don't go well, that don't work as intended? When we lean into that growth mindset, we can honor the growth that comes from failure, so we are even more prepared for our next initiative. And the fifth mindset shift: you can impact people's well-being with how you approach training and leadership development. And that's worth igniting. Gallup has discovered 5 categories of well-being: career, social, financial, physical, and community. And we get to impact those with our training and leadership development initiatives. Because each time we bring people together, we have the opportunity to build trusting relationships across teams and departments, and in some cases, even organizations. We have the opportunity to support career growth. We have the opportunity to build community. So if we believe we can impact someone's well-being, if we adopt that mindset, we can design experiences that do. We can ignite well-being in our nonprofits. I get so excited about this. These 5 mindset shifts can have such a difference in how we show up and how we interact with our peers and how we lead our teams and ultimately how we create impact for our organization. So that's it for today. 5 mindset shifts you can use to up-level training and leadership development at your nonprofit or association. I get excited because I truly believe in the impact we can have. We are so well positioned in our organization to do this work. Let's believe it. Let's do the work. Let's see the impact. Until next time on Learning for Good.
Hey friend, was this episode helpful for you? Did you like what you heard? Do you want more content like this? Here are 3 things you can do. Hit subscribe. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Share this episode with a colleague. This means so much to me personally. I read every review, but it also helps me learn what content you like most so I can create more of what you want. All right, turn that Teams or Slack chat back on when you're ready, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good.